It's Thursday, September 12th, 1940. We're here in Lascaux, France, for the most amazing discovery of the 20th century. Three exploring spelunkers have found 20,000-year-old cave paintings. The great archaeologist, Abel Henri Bruel, is examining the paintings. There are cryptic images of animals and men in what seems like some sort of message. After hours and hours of consideration, Dr. Bruel believes he has cracked the code. What does it say, Dr. Bruel? What does it say?
I have looked at the paintings. I believe they say, enlarge your penis.
Amazing, Dr. Bruel. An incredible discovery. The first recorded spam in human history. Incredible. This is Victor Slatch Bungie in Lascaux, France. Back to you, Skizzy.
Spam, 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 spam.
Those awful, awful men present the history of spam. There is a popular misconception that spam was an invention of the internet generation. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Spam has tormented man since the primal forest. Neanderthals were killed off not, as some would believe, by our more rapacious species, but because of their annoying proclivity to inundate their neighbors with massive amounts of useless information.
And there's more! Journey with those awful, awful men as they now salute...
Spam through the ages.
Spam through the ages.
Classical spam from ancient Greece.
Oh, great poet Homer, a messenger cometh hither. He has run all the way from Troy.
Bring him to me. Perhaps he has news of the great fleets of Xenophon, or news of the golden caliphate and its wondrous treasures. I hope the news is good. Let us hear him.
I bring news. Live exotic dancers, 24 hours a day, earn thousands a week at home.
Ugh, it's only spam, Itticus. Off with his head.
There's no point. Look over the city wall. 50 more come running up the way.
Oh, for the love of Zeus. That's so annoying.
Low mortgage rates.
Live monkey sex video.
Teen girls, for your viewing pleasure.
Generic prescription Viagra. Generic prescription Viagra.
Ye old Elizabethan spam.
London! You desireth the best, and lo and behold, your wishes have been fulfilled! You seeketh the headliner, and here he is! Forsaketh it up for him, folks! The bard himself, Bill Shakespeare!
Forsooth! Dost I hear the breath of angels on yonder glen's wavering, tremulous leaves? Could Zephyr's sweet exhalation temper this, my most melancholy of moods? Alas, no! Ah, but generic eye of Newt can solve the fevered brow!
Spam!
Spam!
Boo!
It's only spam! Get off the stage!
Get off the stage! Boo! Spam! No more spam!
I didn't pay for any spam!
Boo! Pay for spam! Boo!
17th century spam.
Oye, oye, oye! It's 9 o'clock and all's well!
Would you like to earn a little extra cotter, my friend?
What do you have in mind, my knavish friend?
Well, you know, I thought you might...
Oye, oye, oye! It's 10 o'clock and now you can get your medicines cheaply from the far-off Orient. Medicines cheaply from the far-off Orient. Third dock on the left at the old jetty.
The spam of the old west.
Scout, what do yonder drums mean? Are they war signals?
Well, I think we can relax, General. They say, for the big man in the saddle... Try Johnny's athletic corset. It's only spam, General.
I use one of them athletic corsets. Damn comfortable.
What's this all about, Scout? You said that was spam.
Well, it may have said, up yours, big man in the saddle. The language is difficult to understand, sir.
What is this world coming to? I was just accosted in the street by a dreadful gentleman who thrust this leaflet at me. He had hundreds of them. He was bothering anyone misfortunate enough to cross his path.
How dreadful.
Read this.
Well,
There appears to be a location where you can go and view naked piano legs. What is the world coming to?
Scandalous.
I think it's high time that something was done about this salacious spam. It will be the ruination of the empire.
Spam at the dawn of radio.
I, Guillermo Marconi, will change the world today. Huh? Soon, due to radio waves, we will be able to communicate instantly, creating a sharing of knowledge that will advance the cause of civilization. Many will get excited. A brave new world will be envisioned. And while we are all dreaming of a greater tomorrow, we will be drowned in pointless drivel that will make a mockery of our lives and our very existence. And it will all start here, in Newfoundland.
Psychedelic spam.
Talisman, grace my hand.
Oh, Burton Cummings is a poet, man.
No way, man. Randy Bachman is the poet, man.
Man.
Do you feel anything yet?
The floor is boiling.
Oh, yeah. I can see shit, man. Whoa. Swirling all around, man. What's it? Enlarge your breasts. Enlarge your breasts. Oh, my God, man. Make it stop, man. I don't want your tits to grow, man. Oh, my God.
Easy, dude. Easy, dude. Relax. It's only acid spam. Acid spam. Relax.
Okay. Sorry, man. Oh, that was awful.
In this profit-driven world, it seems impossible for spam to even exist. How is it that any spammer can make money from it? What kind of idiot expects to find a legitimate enterprise advertising a spam and willingly spends money on whatever unlikely, outrageous, ridiculous, and often pornographic proposal pops up in their inbox? Whoever you are, stop. Your habits are driving me insane. Live monkey sex? Did you buy that? The glorious promise of the internet has been reduced to the pornographic longings of the antisocial freaks that purchase sex and scams online. It's just another seedy human enterprise driven by sex and greed. Luckily, I'm a modern person and quite used to sex and greed. As a matter of fact, it's pretty hard to argue against sex and greed. I just want to open my mail and not be assaulted by the impossible stupidity of the human race. I want a more sophisticated variety of sex and greed than the junk thrust in my face first thing when I check my mail in the morning. Stop spam. All you idiots that respond to it should go to the corner store for lotto tickets and a porno magazine like everybody else.
Do you know what that sound means?
Well, what?
Well, it means you're a dinosaur who's got dial-up. And it means there's a dam of spam ready to wash all over your computer.
I know. You know it's coming. It's inevitable. You just have to wade through it. But I'm not intrigued by any of it. I use my computer for work and for work only.
Here's your monkey sex video back.
It was a gift.